方面一啲睇法嘅。至於話啲舊樓重或者甚至危樓嘅重建啊，公屋重建啊，或者公務員建屋嘅合作社嘅重建等等咧，如果係市區危樓或者舊樓嘅重建咧，市建局咧係有個角色嘅，喺我哋嘅長策嘅諮詢文件亦都係有提到咧，希望市建局喺依方面發揮更加大嘅作用，同埋希望咧佢將來起嘅樓咧多啲係一啲一般市民可以負擔得起嘅。公屋嘅重建咧，依、這個已經係而家房委會既定嘅一個政策底下，但係當然咧要去評估唔同嘅一啲高樓齡嘅屋邨去重建咧，除咗話佢個樓齡啊，或者佢嗰個結構嘅安全啊，仲有就係重建可以帶嚟嘅新嘅所謂發展上嘅效益之外咧，仲需要考慮埋咧，我哋有冇一啲合適嘅喺同村同區裏面嘅一啲遷置嘅單位，可以安置到受呢個重建影響嘅居民，所以係要整個配套咁去睇。咁但係咧就喺而家房委會係開始咧係有秩序咁去睇一啲舊屋村嘅重建嘅可能性嘅。公務員建屋合作社嗰度咧，發展局亦都係睇緊嘅，但係嗰個問題就佢有佢一定自己本身歷史上嘅複雜性，因為當年地價嘅處理啊，個元氣係點樣樣，咁所以咧係需要少時間去睇嘅。陳先生提到關於九龍東一啲發展嗰、那個黃大仙方面啊，或者啲交通安排啊等等，喺呢度我就冇唔可能係好具體、好詳細去講一啲個別嘅個案。不過咧，喺一般嚟講咧，我哋去睇交通嘅配套咧，而家起碼喺運輸及房屋局咧，我定落嚟嘅政策咧，就唔係話咧要等發展咗個地區之後，有咗個人口啦，先至去做嗰個交通。我哋係要同步進行嘅，亦都唔會因為咧，因為嗰、那個新嘅交通網絡，例如話鐵路啱開通嘅時候咧，未夠人，因此就唔去做。但當然咧，你話不同嘅交通工具，如果講到鐵路，當然個時間會長啲。而家我哋正在做緊咧，2020之後嘅嗰、那個鐵路發展策略添。如果講東九龍，你正話提到擴場係咪指依個安達臣嗰邊嚇？其實嗰度我係聽到地區上意見，咁的確咧喺嗰個鐵路發展策略嗰個諮詢裏面咧，區內人士都俾到咗意見，咁我哋政府方面都係評估緊呢啲意見嘅。最後陳先生講到咧就係、是、啲公屋嘅大房去咗邊度啊？而家係咪處得唔好啊？嗱，首先我要講咧就而家喺輪候冊裏面，公屋輪候冊咧，其實好多佢排隊佢個平均時間多過三年咧，有部分咧佢其實需要大啲嘅房，而我哋大房咧其實係唔夠嘅。咁所以咧，我哋點解話咧有個政策係希望推動一啲而家住喺一啲我哋喺房委會裏面一定譽為寬敞户嗰啲咧，就希望鼓勵佢係去搬去一啲比較符合嗰個目前嘅編配標準嘅房間。但係我哋嘅喺嗰個處理寬敞户嗰個政策裏面咧，亦都係優先係處理個家中冇長者、冇一啲可能身體有殘障嘅人士。我希望咁樣。有冇啲公屋俾一啲所謂好新來港咧？嗱，其實而家個編配咧，輪候公屋佢家庭成員一定至少一半咧係香港居住咗七年，就唔會出現咧話無情情咧有個即係兒童嚇，佢或者佢父母係雙非又好單非好啦，佢係隨便住入去嘅嚇，一定有佢嗰個輪候方面嗰個資格嘅。但係點好點樣善用嗰個公屋嘅資源咧？呢、這個都係長策會個諮詢文件提出嚟嘅。因為始終咧，我哋個資源係有限。另外，大家講好多就係咧，唔好隨便咁去犧牲啲好重要嘅一個社區發展啊、一啲規劃上啊、環境等嘅原則。咁所以變咗更加就係令到我哋咧，一方面因應社會需要，我哋要揾多啲地方啊，盡量希望揾多地方去發展房屋。但另一方面咧，亦都係善用而家我哋手上有嘅公營房屋嘅資源。咁呢個都係我哋認為好重要嘅一個原則嚟嘅。咁或者到最後咧，有位最早嗰位黃議員問到咧，即係提到劏房個問題。我想借呢個機會講少少咧。而家目前嚟講，大抵上劏房有兩類，一類咧就喺我哋描述係非法嘅劏房，喺工廠大廈。工廠大廈係唔可以住人嘅，所以嗰啲咧係非法嘅。政府而家嘅政策咧就要取締，查到就即刻取締。好啦，另外一啲咧，佢喺一啲住宅樓宇或者叫綜合用途樓宇嗰啲咧。如果佢，因為我哋香港嘅法律底下咧，業主係可以分間佢嗰層樓噶嘛，以前啲板間房佢可以分租嘅， 總之佢唔違反呢個建築例條例、建築物條例，佢唔違反消防嘅規定咧，佢係可以將佢嘅層樓係分租嘅。啊，當然有啲家庭佢都係揾冇其他嘅出路，佢被迫要住好細嘅一啲環境唔好嘅一啲劏房，咁呢個係一個我哋要正視嘅問題，所以我哋要增加嗰個公營房屋，特別係出租公屋供應。咁但係有啲劏房，你可以話咧，如果佢唔違反建築物條例或者係呢、這個防火等等咧，佢係合法地存在嘅，有民租另一回事嚇。如果多啲人啲市民佢有其他更加好嘅住屋選擇，佢就唔會選擇劏房噶啦。除咗一啲佢貪嗰個劏房嘅位置近市區啊，近呢個地鐵站四周咁樣。咁對於呢啲咁樣嘅住宅樓宇嘅劏房或者綜合用途樓宇嘅劏房，究竟除咗現行已經有嘅，即係所謂建築物條例對佢嘅結構性嘅規管、防火啊等等，亦都屋宇署啊、消防署都係有定期去巡查嘅。我哋都希望咧，係呢啲巡查咧係再有所加強。除咗呢啲之外，需唔需要再進一步去規管咧？呢、這個就係個長策會嘅諮詢文件提出嚟，即係話需唔需要考慮呢個發牌啊、登記制度，令到更加去確保佢嗰、那個。各方面包括衛生嘅條件，當然社會上咧係好大爭議嘅。有啲人擔心你咁樣做係咪等於你將佢規即係所謂常規化咗咧？啊，呢個係咪好事咧？亦都擔心有啲人擔心住緊劏房人擔心會唔會咁嘅時候咧，令到啲業主有個藉口咧係加租啊等等。呢都係社會上過去呢個月嚟咧係反映嘅意見。咁所以喺長策會嘅角度嚟講，我哋希望聽多啲社會上意見。我哋唔想話好草率地咧係得到咩個結論，但係咧要解決劏房户嘅問題咧。長策會就認為咧，應該係最根本有效方法，就增建多啲嘅出租公屋。
好，唔該教授啊。咁而家咧就係8:30，根據我而家嘅進度咧，就應該係我哋可以大概可以揾到五位。咁我抽出五位，如果真係時間再有寬鬆嘅話，先至有第六位，好嘛？嗱，呢個我正話咧，其實而家好似洗牌咁，已經洗過嘅。咁我而家再揀其中五位。咁呢個咧就係209有冇？209有冇？209邊位朋友？209有冇？嗱，如果冇嘅話，咁我抽出另一位啦。251有冇？251都冇，因為我見到有部分朋友離開咗，可能就已經唔喺會場。跟住係250有冇？250有冇？啊，咁巧抽幾位都唔喺度。OK， 005喺咪度？005有。OK， 好。咁跟住咧就係呢位係。哦，這個009，這個009有沒有009？有 ，OK， 好。跟住第三位咧就係162，有沒有162？好，有162啊。跟住咧就係046有沒有？046都有。跟住咧就係295有沒有？295有 ，OK， 好啦，今日齊啦。我先咧就係請005嘅朋友先介紹自己同埋所屬單位啦。
你好啊，我姓周嘅，咁我亦都系喺长沙湾住，我亦都系喺长沙湾嘅宏昌工厂大厦度工作。
OK， 好，嗱，你出嚟啊，好。
咁啱啱咧，局长咧就话，我哋啱啱有一位朋友咧就话宏昌就俾人改咗做一个休憩地啊，但系局长咧佢就话暂时未有一个清拆嘅计划，所以暂时咧佢哋都可以唔受理，唔答我哋问题咁样。但系我想问一个问题，如果你唔将一笪地去将佢清拆嘅话，点解你要将佢一笪地？原先是一個工業用途的用地，你要將它改為休憩地呢？為什麼你天馬南不會將它改為這個住宅用地或者康樂用地呢？你有這個計劃去改變它的土地用途的時候，即是你有計劃去清拆，為什麼你們政府的官員經常會用一些語言藝術跟我說，我們未有決定，未有計劃，慢慢從長計議，暫時不用答你問題，為什麼呢局長？為什麼你長沙灣在高爾夫球場你拿一塊地來起樓，但是你房署要將自己一笪地，一笪本身有98%出租率嘅地，要拱手相讓俾康文署，係咪一個賠償呢？點解兩個都係個政府嘅部門，點解會有一個咁樣嘅合作？會一個我攞笪地嚟起樓喎，我手上有笪地，我俾翻你啦，我俾你攞嚟起公園啦，還點冇所謂嘅，我攞嚟笪地，我俾翻笪地你咯。究竟局長你用一個咩嘅規定，咩嘅準則？去將呢笪地拱手相讓俾人，去將呢笪地一笪工廠用地拱手相讓俾一個將佢轉為一個休憩用地嘅咧，你哋係用一個咩準則去衡量咧？我希望局長可以答翻呢個問題啊！而 而唔係講緊幾時清拆嘅一個問題。另外，你哋長策會之前咧，我就聽過啦，你哋就唔會去未有呢啲計劃去幫一啲年青人，去幫佢哋一啲首次接嘅問題啦，因為你覺得佢哋啊，我哋有向上流嘅動力，我哋後生，我哋仲可以去揾錢啦，揾到錢嘅慢慢買樓啊，去幫助一啲可能上咗年紀啊嘅人士去優先幫佢哋上樓啊咁樣。啊，我相信我哋一啲年青人，我哋係有一個向上流嘅能力，咁我冇異議㗎。但係如果一個政府啊面對一班年青人，佢哋有向上流嘅能力，佢哋想俾心機去工作，想去買樓，但係如果呢個政府連佢哋工作嘅空間都唔俾佢哋，嚇、啊，本身呢個工業回流翻嚟香港嘅時候，佢話唔係，而家個個北移嘅咯喎，嚇、啊，你睇下九十年代，你講緊九十年代北移，唔係講緊而家二零一幾年北移喎，而家二零一幾年全部中國好多內地翻嚟工作嘅廠商都翻翻嚟嘅咯喎，佢哋需要土地嘅，佢哋唔單單只需要一間屋去住。佢哋仲要手停口停，佢哋仲要揾得到地嚟工作㗎喎、哦。咁我想問你哋喺呢個做嘅時候，佢哋點樣考慮嘅呢？你成日話年青人啊，你哋有向上流嘅能力，你哋慢慢去工作上樓，我都想啊。如果我有錢，我賺到錢，我買私樓啦，使乜住公屋啫？就係因為我買唔到樓，你哋嘅房屋政策差，俾人炒貴曬啲樓啊！我住公屋我又住唔到喎，我啱啱萬零蚊收入，咁我唯有住租樓咯。租樓啦，你又貴啦，咁我而家工作我又做唔到，樓我又買唔起，租唔起，咁我應該點呢？我咪應該去天橋底黑食呢？係啦，我希望政府，我希望局長下一陣可以了解一下呢個問題，唔係起公屋或者起樓嗰啲，我明明個個人都會有需要，但係你起樓嘅時候，你攞特地去轉讓俾人嘅時候，你有冇諗過背後同時都有班人係受損？你哋係用啲咩嘅準則去到攞呢笪地出嚟嘅呢
？OK， 好啦，唔該大家009嘅朋友，09喺邊度？好，請講講名同埋所屬單位。
Good evening, Mary, Chim Sa Choy resident.
OK， 好。Yeah, you can stand up.
You say that the small housing policy is complicated.It's not complicated. In fact, it's very simple. Reading the small house policy, it refers to a recognized village with a 300-foot distance surrounding it. Now, as I read it, the small house policy is neither open-ended nor in perpetuity. Once a village is demarcated, which should be on the 1972 boundaries, when the policy was implemented. Once every site within this boundary has been taken up, and you can give them the extra 300, then this right automatically extinguishes because there is no more land there. End of story. This is what should be done with all these small house plots, with all the villages. Then the village can be given the option, once it's all been built on, they can redevelop the village in a URA.Style redevelopment. All the villagers get together, they can agree if 80% of them are in agreement to redevelop the village, and they can share the spoils. So I don't see this as being complicated. In fact, I see it as being quite simple. Just you are making it very complicated, and you should allow a case to go for judicial review and have the courts clarify that this is actually the intent and how thisparticular policy would be implemented through the courts. The government does not have to supply all these 470,000 units, so we don't need as much land as you say we do. There's an awful lot of land in private hands. I came down Prince Edward Road by bus the other day. There were at least 10 sites being redeveloped of different sizes. Some of them would give 60 units, some 100 units, what have you.I don't believe these are being calculated into this 470 or whatever we're getting. The government does not have to find land for 470,000. It has to deduct all the possible land that is in the private developers' hands, all the sites that the two, three-story houses, 10-story houses that will be redeveloped into 30-story houses, and you will find that the amount of land to be found can be greatly reduced. the containers could be put into the rock caverns and get rid of the containers. Putting them in the rock caverns makes it expensive to keep them. It would definitely focus the mindset on how to get rid of that problem. And I don't believe that you're using the taxation laws. Everybody who pays tax on property gets 20% deduction for repairs and maintenance. I pointed out long ago that nothing has been done about this. The taxation department is not seeing that the actual repairs are being carried out on the older buildings. This is why the older buildings have got into the terrible state they're in. People are getting 20% reduction on their taxes, and nobody from the taxation department is calling around on these buildings. It would be very easy. You have a list of the buildings, all the buildings over 30 years of age. The taxation department does a random check.
Okay,
with all the owners.
Thanks, because
okay,
time's up.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, 咁而家到162嘅朋友啦。Okay, 亦都请162嘅朋友咧，你讲讲你嘅名同埋所属单位。
喂，听唔到啊？我姓苏嘅，系新濠大厦业主立案法团主席。
Okay, 好，准备。
我以前系一个建筑安全顾问，人哋称我做苏师傅嘅。咁我唔系好丑得嗰只啊。咁讲翻你哋个consulting。Patient paper 咧講凝聚共識、建設家園啦。喺今時今日嘅社會氣氛、政治環境咧，真係談何容易啊！咁睇翻你哋嗰個 consulting paper 嗰個策略咧，係喺呢十年咧係要供應到47,000個居所。咁我對保守估計咧，都有1,000,000人以上噶啦。咁想當年咧，如果我哋唔發展新市鎮，好似沙田、荃灣咁，香港有冇今日咁繁榮呢？如果我哋唔發展新嘅城市，例如將軍澳、天水圍嗰啲咁嘅地方，咁可唔可以安置到咁多人口呢？喺市區覓地呢，重建呢，真係杯水車薪，真係係一個 mission impossible 嘅。咁開山造地。移山填海，我覺得係事倍功倍，事倍功半。啊，就遠水不能救近火。咁如果我哋咧就好好規劃，有好嘅規劃，根本咧就好多地方咧係可以由生地咧變為熟地嘅。喺呢度咧，我真係要讚一讚殖民地政府時代咧，佢哋嘅手段啊，咁佢哋咧係。兩面三刀嘅手法咧，就係做得好好嘅，又可以籠絡到啲社會精英，又照顧到各方面嘅利益。另一方面咧，就佢可以壓制到啲傳媒、預見者同埋少數嘅支持運者。咁睇翻我哋呢幾屆政府咧，咁啊，董先生咧，佢係空有抱負，但係咧係一個無兵司令，即係好多政策咧執行唔到。咁上一屆政府咧，我哋人稱嗰個令倍增。大家知唔知零倍係點解啊？知唔知點解？零倍加埋係個貪字啦。咁我覺得佢咧就係好名望利，用人為親，貪小利而忘身，即係毫無建樹嘅。咁睇翻我哋今屆嘅政府啊，梁振英咧，咁我佢講咧就適度有為，穩中求變。在我角度看呢，他就是畏首畏尾做事，瞻前顧後。政府的角色呢，是應該是倡導政策，教化民眾的。我覺得這家政府呢是不夠 determination， 是不夠決心做事。
OK， 時間夠了，好，麻煩你。跟著呢，我們請046的朋友。046的朋友 ,OK， 我們給個麥克風，也都請介紹自己的名字和所屬單位。
我是 Edward Lee 啊，是進化花園中九幹線環境問題召集人。
OK， 好，準備。
咁好啦，阿張教授咧，同埋阿烏滿海，我都要問翻你哋，因為我啱啱收到路政署嘅信，佢話超標唔係佢嘅責任。點解你答完我之後又係收翻咁嘅問題咧？即係點解咁耐十幾年都唔同我起，我哋進化花園起一個隔音屏障咧？點解你起就起一半？將兩個廢氣排放口擺曬我哋嗰度，仲加個中九幹線隧道出入口，而 完全唔啱嘅。我哋係少過500米啊，係250米啊。個距離全部係咩嚟㗎？係污染源，全部十幾廿條天橋。我哋將我哋象牙花園居民當人肉屏障啊，人肉收音機啊，仲衰過嗰啲天橋底嗰啲人啊。天橋底冇咁大噪音嘅，冇咁多空氣污染。我哋而家有啲同有啲居民係有癌症嘅。咁呢個其實我哋居住嘅環境，我哋反映咗好耐咯。路政署有啲黑社會行為啊，恐嚇我哋啊，叫我哋唔好再投訴啊。咁係完全唔啱囉。咁環評係做咗啲乜嘢？環評做咗幾樣嘢，就係佢淨係話俾我聽，佢只係中九幹線額外嘅污染佢會舒緩，你哋超標嘅事唔關佢事，就係、是、咁樣答返我哋。咁係完全唔啱。點解要害死我哋呢？連隔離嗰個小學都超標嘅，環評唔講出嚟㗎，中文唔講出嚟，淨喺英文裏面講，呃我哋啲居民啊，呃所有嘅大眾啊，超標超咗，做完環評之後，烏門海做完環評之後點樣？一樣超標，噪音都係超標，起嗰陣時又超標，咁你有乜用啫？你做咩環評啊？佢仲有一樣嘢，用咗觀塘深水埗啊，代表我哋啊，我哋隔離嗰度起樓，人哋都會嚟度下空氣污染啊。我哋嘅空氣污染係點樣度法呢？攞咗觀塘條數，攞咗深水埗數，因為我哋係超咗標，所以佢唔敢用。這個是完全不可以接受的。還有一樣東西呢，就是他除了搞錯地點做錯環評之外，其實我們已經給了很多資料給你們了。衛生署長在4月8日說中九幹線超標呢是會危害我們居民的生命健康，叫你們去跟進的，沒有做。好了，在2003年 The Assessment of 這個毒氣呢，在我們油尖旺區是會影響身體健康，又沒有做。香港大學 公共衛生呢，黃哲明亦都講過，城市規劃是應該給民居遠離車輛排放源頭的，這個是完全不對。我還讀一個大家聽一聽，路政署的職員怎麼答我們。Go to director head, label you as troublemaker. I hate talking to troublemaker. Just stop remembering, stop writing last letter and keep out from my sight.咁樣寫俾我。
OK， 好啦，我唔該進化發言朋友啦。我哋最後咧係295嘅朋友，295喺邊度？好啦，我哋交俾295嘅朋友咧。等下局長會回應噶啦。好啦，我哋等295朋友介紹自己的名同埋所屬單位先。
你好，喂，
係，
你好，民協嘅李霆鋒。
OK， 好，準備。
局長，台上面咁多位咁多位朋友。我有樣嘢都想問，因為頭先都有朋友都起初提過，就話政府會盲搶地。我先唔同你計政府係咪盲搶地，但係咧政府咧交咗咁大份嘅報告書裏面咧，其實有啲地咧或者有啲地方其實根本就冇攞出嚟傾嘅。咁我真係懷疑咧，政府係咪有呢個誠意咧？到底去即係講關於即係房屋或者土地嘅一個即係長遠嘅策略？頭先剛才有啲朋友同我提過，即係大坑西嘅土地啦，嗰、那個即係重建有冇考慮過啦？又或者係我哋之前其實都有提過，會唔會可以將舊村重建起一啲即係中轉嘅房屋？似乎政府都冇乜回應啦，即係就算可能即係就算有講，其實都未必考慮。咁但係更加重要咧，就係喺咁大本嘅諮詢文件裏面咧，其實有好多土地係冇攞出嚟講過嘅。你哋有做咗咁大本功課，我哋都有做功課嘅。我就試下勾過咧呢一份咧。關於香港軍事用地嘅設施，香港呢而家嘅軍事用地呢，我哋都未搜齊啲資料啊，但係呢我哋睇到個數字呢都有成 2750.4 公頃，單係香港同九龍呢嘅靚地啊，即係所謂叫優質發展地段，都有 148.2 公頃。我真係想問一下啦，點解政府諮詢文件裏面你要講到要平衡保育平衡發展，可以講到硬係呢係要攞一啲鄉郊土地嚟到做嘅，咁你軍事用地點解你唔攞嚟做呢？軍事用地點解唔攞嚟做？我真係唔明喎，而家做咩要打仗啊？香港，香港係咪要打仗先？即係如果香港要打仗，咁 OK， 軍事用地咁 OK 啊，同埋你搞軍備競賽我都 OK 啊。咁而家你唔係啊嘛，咁你要搞，咁你要咁多土地啦。咁你咁多土地，咁你咪可以勾翻啲啦。我就係搞赤柱軍營都122.3嘅面積嘅公頃嘅面積，九龍東軍營都10公頃。 讲紧系真系靓地嚟噶，我唔明白。